Gittin Yerushalmi corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Choftes on the base at the Mishnah. Matame v'hamadame v'manaseich v'mshoigeg potter v'meved chayev. Bishop said this one was Matame, another person's Taurus. Matame, which means mixed chulim with truma, which should visit to non-kehanim, or was manaseich, which means pouring libation to idolatry, as we'll discuss. If he did these things b'shoigeg, he is exempt. If he did it b'meivid, then he must pay. Ha'kayhanim shepiglu b'meikdash meividim chayavim. Kayhanim were mefagel, which means they disqualified a korban through intent to eat or offer some of it outside the allowed time or place. In the mikdash b'meivid, they are liable to pay for it. The Gemara says, "Abudim le'inachas lebeis vada kam im rimana amalei ma chadzin yemun." Rabbi Yudan didn't go to the Beis Medrash. He encountered Rabbi Manna and asked what Chiddush was taught over there. Amalei kein amab yofi hamatame enoi ta'ise ma'ase. Manna said, Rabbi Yofi said one who is matame is not like one who does an action. I should say, v'lav mafifihi tumah v'nidnes. Rabbi Yudan said, don't we learn this from the Mishnah? If one stole tumah and it became tame, he returns it. If matame were like one who does an action, he shouldn't need to pay the Tara Truma. Amalei Tipata, Shenitmes Me'elea, Baleish Shema Minar Kulum. Yosef rejects that. Perhaps the Mishnah discusses Truma that became Tame automatically, and you can't learn from it anything about whether or not Tame is like an action. You say, Ela Mehado, Masnisa, Donis Adin, Zikke Sachayev, Vichir Sazakai, Timus Ator, Tir Hesatome. Yosef says, rather, we learn from this Mishnah, if one judged the case and vindicated the one who is truly liable and obligated to the Zakai, the innocent, or he was a Tame, what is Toho, and Metahe, what is Tome, then he's liable. Dama Rabbi Yumiya b'shem Rav Magiyoi liyadei. Rabbi Yumiya quoting Rav said the case is that he physically touched Tuma to the Taharus with his hand to remove any doubt that they are Toho. He's liable to pay, and this shows that Metame is like an action. Shmuel Amar b'Magiyoi liyadei. Also, the case is that he physically touched it with his hand. Rabbi Yehuda bar Chiya, Rabbi Chiya should say, "Oimel b'din, aya apila shegeg, sheichayev, v'lama omru pato, k'day sheyei moidia." Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya said that according to the letter of the law, even shegeg should be liable. Why then did they say he's exempt? It's in order that he will inform that he was a tamer and not a friend because he doesn't want to pay. Rabbi Yehuda omar b'din aya. If it may be Jay Potter, Ralama Omru Chayev, Mishum Kanas. Birchen says, according to the letter of the law, even Mavid should be exempt and the Torah obligates only for visible damage. Why do they say that he is liable? It's a sign to stop people from being Matana, other people's towers. As you say, Milfa, the Birchen, Minhador, Ramatame, Ramadame, Ramanasich, Bashoigig Potter, Mavid Chayev, Ramu Birchen, Mishum Kanas. The Birchen's opinion was inferred from the following that he didn't say so explicitly. Amisha says that if one was Matame, Madame, or Menasech B'Shoigeg, he is exempt. If he was Mavid, he must pay, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's a fine. Masnif on the side of Rabbi Yochanan, Anoithen, O Al Gabe Parasa Shechaveiroi, Pata Medine Adam Machai Medine Shamayim. We support this, as Rabbi Yochanan from Abaisa, one who puts a yoke on another's Par Aduma, which disqualifies it, is exempt, Bidei Adam, exempt from paying in this world, and is liable, Bidei Shemayim is liable in the next world.